Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Sarah Petty's back. Sarah's our good friend, tenure member of our Brain Trust, founder of The Joy of Marketing, founder of Sarah Petty Photography. She's a shutterbug, and she's also a best-selling author of the outstanding book, Worth Every Penny, and she's our good friend now for 10 years. Sarah Petty, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
It's good to have you back, Sarah, as always. So, Sarah, you're out there helping people put their best foot forward in the marketplace, trying to help them develop their ideas into something that not only delivers great products and services, but makes customers want to do business with them in a world where you can buy whatever you need anywhere, you know, six ways from Sunday. How do you make them want to come back and do more business with you? These are especially challenging times in some ways for all that, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh, yeah, especially right now. It's a tough place out there, especially we coach photographers, and so that's not really considered an essential business. I think it should be.
Well, and you can't, and no longer can you say, okay, people, get closer.
Right, hug. Take off your mask so I can see your smile.
So,
it's challenging right now.
So what are you doing? What are you telling folks?
Well, it changes, right? Pivot is kind of the buzzword right now that we're teaching our students. We have to pivot. A lot of my students are doing things they've never done. We're boutique, so we're high touch. We sit with our clients. We meet with them multiple times. We show their images in person. Well, we're pivoting, and we're showing images online, not posting them, but doing Zoom calls and walking our clients through it. We're doing Zoom consultations. We're doing things to survive. I think the first couple weeks it was really hard because we just call it head trash. That fear, right, that paralyzes people. And I just kept saying, guys, we can make more money, but we can't make more time. So separate the facts from all the head trash and let's maximize this time because we don't know how long it's going to last, but let's make use of this time and do things we never had time to do, whether it's learning or working on future marketing or whatever.
Learning how to speak another language like Spanish. You know, one of the things that I've been, as I talk about transitioning from pre-pandemic to mid-pandemic to post-pandemic, I've been reminding people that you know, the first thing you need to do is sit down and look in the mirror and say, okay, am I a survivor or not? Am I going to open my doors January? Do I expect to open my doors January 1st, 2021 or not? If I do, then there's not the only option is what am I going to look like between now and then? What am I going to do between now and then? Right? I mean, you have to declare that you're a survivor first, don't you?
You absolutely do, and it's a choice.
Yep.
It's a choice. I opened my first photography studio 2 weeks before 9/11.
Wow.
So I've been, and I didn't really know a lot different, which of course was kind of after the .com. The market was already not in a great place. And then 2008, 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And people always say, you know, it's a great built-in excuse. If you want to have a reason to fail, people will accept it. Oh, the economy. Oh,
poor baby.
You're a casualty. Yeah, and I tell people, don't use that excuse. You don't
poor baby,
have to use
poor
that
baby
excuse.
Won't pay the rent, will it?
No, it won't at all.
So what do we do? What is your, from a 1-2-3 standpoint, now that we've determined to survive, what are the steps we take to not waste this time?
Well, I think the biggest thing is finding a new normal with your productivity. People have kids at home. They're working from home with kids, with one computer, with a lot of different challenges. So it's easy to get sucked into that, you know, that mode of panic. So time management is, I think, one of the first things.
Mm-hmm.
I think being grateful for the things that are happening during this. I know that sounds weird, but I mean, my students and my family, like, we talk about the things that would never have happened. Like, my college, my daughter who's home from college, and my high school daughter, they're cooking because they're always in the gym playing volleyball, and they can't be right now. So they're learning to cook. And I'll always remember that they learned to cook during this pandemic time. And same thing with businesses. There are things we never can get to as entrepreneurs. So let's get to those things.
What you're saying is we've slowed down to the speed of life. Our technological world has gotten us, made us go so fast. This thing has caused us to slow down to the speed of life, hasn't it?
It's so true. It's so true. And then I think number three is doing for others. In the small business world, like, we have to stick together. So we've been really reaching out to other local businesses. We've been talking about gift cards for Gift Card Monday. We had a student who started this whole campaign with hashtag Gift Card Monday, where we're all, as a community, featuring our local businesses to get gift cards. And one of our students promoted and talked about a hair salon, and they did, I think it was a hair salon, they did $8,000 in business that weekend. They were so grateful. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's an opportunity for us to help all those other fellow business owners that maybe we couldn't even meet or get to know before. It's shaken everything up. So I think sometimes when you take the focus off yourself and your problems and you start helping others.
And your products. That, right? This is a perfect time to connect with customers and not talk about products. If they want to talk about it, fine. If they want to buy something from you, take their money. But what I've been saying for a long time now, several weeks now, is if you, the people who don't ghost their customers now, won't be a ghost to them in November. If you ghost your customers now, they'll be a ghost to you in November. What do you think?
I agree. I agree. And we're working on things even in my photography studio for when we can fully open up again to do for the high school seniors, the class of 2020. Mm-hmm. They're suffering right now. They're in pain right now. So it's not go and sell a bunch of things. That will happen. But it's helping them heal. We're doing some really fun things. For them, we're loading our you know, gas tank right now so that when we can open up, we're ready to help them. Because they're not, when things open up, they're not just going to move on with their life. They're really hurting right now.
They're going to have to have their proms in August, aren't they? Hey, Sarah, I need your website. I need your website, please.
Joyofmarketing.com.
All right. So check it out there, folks. And Sarah Petty and I will be right back after the break. And we're going to talk some more about some more of her wisdom about how to maximize this mid-pandemic wormhole we're going through as we move off into what eventually will be the post-pandemic marketplace where I plan to be rocking and
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.